So a Danish priest on Monday was charged with killing his wife, even though her body's never been found. This happened in Denmark. Charges against Thomas Goddard, 44 years old, after they found evidence. Here is the evidence they found in his house. They
guilty.
You don't know. She could have just took off with a boyfriend.
Okay, let me hear.
Okay, they took his computer, and they found that he was searching for certain things on his computer.
How to hide a body? Was that one of them?
Like sea depth, oil barrels, suicide, disappeared, and cleaning.
That's how they always get them, because they Google this shit. Like, if you're going to commit a murder, I'm giving you advice right now. If you're going to commit a murder, don't Google anything about it. Don't Google, where do I buy a tarp? Don't Google how much of a body fits in an oil drum. Like, don't Google any of that stuff. How do I make it look like a suicide? Do not Google any of that, because the police have access to your computer, moron.
They also found hydrochloric acid.
There you go.
And caustic soda in the couple's home, and discovered the internet searches like words of sea depth and oil barrels.
Dissolved her body in an oil drum, dropped it over a boat into the ocean.
But he cleaned really well, so they didn't find anything. So you're thinking he did it? He's a priest.
Okay, like, because priests don't do anything wrong. Priests have never molested anybody. Priests have never committed murder. No, priests are just. Mm-hmm. No, I think that he did not kill her at home. I think he killed her somewhere else, which is why the house was clean. Because no matter how well they clean, he's a priest. He's not a house cleaner. You know what
That's
I mean?
Like, he was looking
no matter how
up,
well
like
you
cleaning.
Clean, they can always find something. Yeah.
He was looking it up. And
it doesn't matter.
And at the house, her phone and her credit cards.
That's a woman does not leave the house without her phone, her purse, her credit cards. No, that's always on her.
So he did it.
He did it. Yeah. That's they call that circumstantial evidence, but it's pretty good circumstantial evidence.
But he could have been doing a radio show and had to look up certain topics, and that's why he was looking up suicide and oil barrels.
You know, that would make sense if his wife wasn't missing.
Oh, yeah, because the things I look up every day for this stupid show.
It's true.
I would be in jail in 2 seconds.
I know. I was looking up something the other day, and I was like, should I look this up? Because if anything happens and they take my computer, they're going to be like, why was she looking up how to murder your co-host?
Yeah, and I wonder if that searching incognito thing actually works, or if they can go through and find out no matter what.
It can go through and find out.
Even if you search in incognito?
It doesn't matter.
Then why is that mode even on there?
So your wife doesn't see your porn.
But if they can find it, then that's scary now.
Okay, just so you know, a 14-year-old kid hacked into, what was the bank? Was it like Wells Fargo, one of them?
Right.
And they found that the person that hacked in was like some 14-year-old kid. Hacked into a bank, okay? So experts at the FBI who do tech stuff like that for a living, they can easily get through your stupid incognito porn search for jugs. Jugs with
you
tattoos.
Can't say that because incognito is supposed to be there for that reason, that they can't go back and find out that I was searching for how to clean up dead bodies.
No, the only way to do it, and I hate that I know this, the only way to do it is you have to get a different server. I'm not going to tell you all about it because I don't want anyone to do this. It's not good. You get a different server because it still has, even incognito still has your IP address. So you need to get a completely different server that has an IP address that only identifies you as that IP address. It's not attached to your computer, your house, nothing.
Right. Then I can search incognito.
Then you can search incognito for real. And it's harder for them to, they can still probably find you, but.
So basically, if you're going to kill your wife and look it up on your computer, destroy your computer, throw it in the ocean along with the wife in the oil barrels.
Rob says the Onion router pushed through hundreds of servers with different IPs.
Oh, so I need to get one of those?
Yeah.
But Rob, does incognito work? I'm scared now. I want to know if that works, or if the FBI can go back and look at that and find out.
Of course the FBI can.
No, then why is it on my computer then? Throw the computer over the boat with the body.
Right. Yes. So turn it off. No, destroy it.
Right.
Turn it off. Destroy it. So they can't find the signal. It can't find anything about it. But yeah, you're going to have to. You got to get rid of all your. You got to get rid of it. People are dumb when it comes to murder. Is a hard thing to get away with. You got to be like a serial. You got to be like a professional murderer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to get away with. That's why there's so many of these shows, because all these people get caught. If nobody got caught, then that whole industry of true crime would not exist.
Now, who was the best at? Was it Jeffrey Dahmer? Was it somebody else? Who was the guy that buried people in his basement?
Oh, yeah, that was
Gacy.
Yeah, Gacy.
So was Gacy good at what he was doing because he buried them in his house?
Initially, but then he got caught. So no, not so good.
Oh,
you know who the guy is that is the best? The guy that is now known as the most prolific serial killer. That old black dude. Who was like, by the way, I killed 500 people.
And y'all were looking for somebody else, and it wasn't.
And they're like, wait, what? Person. And he's like, yeah. And he had all the details. He's, you know that missing person? That was me. You know that missing person? That was me. And as they went through it, they found that this guy was like the most prolific serial killer ever, because he doesn't fit the profile.
Right.
Because the profile is never the black dude. It's always a white dude.
It's always Gacy.
It's always Gacy. It's always like. Creepy white dude from parents. Usually the father is distant, and you know, the whole, I don't know if you know this, we've probably discussed this in the past, but the reason why there were so many serial killers in the 70s and 80s is because those are the fathers that came back from the war. And there's a lot of research that shows that the fathers that came back from the war that were really distant from their sons when they came back because of PTSD, mm-hmm. which wasn't recognized then, and it was a generation of men that they toughed it out. Because those men came back to these vulnerable boys, that's why there were so many serial killers during that time. These were boys that needed their father around. They needed parental guidance. They needed someone to step in and be like, yeah, don't stop killing birds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop killing squirrels.
But their dad didn't pay attention to them, so.
But the dad was having their own problems because PTSD wasn't a known, common, treatable thing. So it was a lot of people that came back from World War II that were the fathers of a lot of these serial killers.
So is there less now?
There's a lot less now. I mean, the statistic is like there's always at least 7 active serial killers in the United States at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it used to be like 27.
I love that you know that off the top of your head. There's 7, actually. Most of them are in Florida. There's probably 1 or 2 in New York. The odds of them being in Manhattan, pretty good. But the odds of them being in Alabama or Florida, pretty high also.
Right.
Hey, you got at least 1 in New York, I would think. The odds are, I mean, there's 20 million people. The odds that there's 1 or 2 hanging around, that's a serial killer. Just there's nowhere to bury them in New York except for the Hudson.
Samuel Little, that was his name.
Okay.
Samuel Little, he was the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. He died just recently. That's all we know about him. He confessed to 93 murders.
Wow.
But they that's what he confessed to. But they suspect that it was closer to 200.